You want me to say something?
Yeah, just count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay. Okay. Tell me who you are and where you're from.
My name is Albert E. France.
And you're from?
Cookeville, Maryland.
And what did your family do? What, where were you brought up and how much school did you get?
I was brought up in Cookeville, Howard County, Maryland. And then those days when I came up, it wasn't any high schools close around. Unless I let you went to Baldwin to go to school. And my mother and father asked me what I wanted to do, go to school or work. I said I would prefer going to work because I want to have money of my own. And I worked a half a day and found out where I made my mistake. From then on, I worked until a high blood pressure caught up to me. I worked to 72 and high blood pressure caught up with my going disability pension.
What kind of work did you do?
I worked for the Beano Railroad 36 years.
And what were your parents doing? How did they support themselves when you were growing up?
My father was a licensed farmer. He used to fall baller. My mother was lucky enough she had a husband to survive for her, and she didn't have to work.
And how many brothers and sisters?
I have one brother and two sisters. I have a brother, my older sister's dead, and my brother. And I have one sister now with four of us, with a girl, then a boy, a girl, then a boy.
And how much school did you get before you quit?
I completed seventh grade. And I was young when I come out, I went back another year. Then I started doing construction work.
And how old were you when you went in the military?
I was 24.
And were you drafted?
I was drafted.
Okay. And where did you go for training? You went in the Army, and did you go right into the Corps of Engineers?
When I was drafted, I went to Fort Meade. Then they sent me to Fort Meade to Fort Bell, was never the engineer outfit. And I stayed an engineer all the way.
And what were you trained to do with the engineers?
You trained to build roads, lay airplanes, strips, to blow up bridges.
Did you do heavy equipment operating?
Not in there, because I was a sergeant. And I was over those kind of things, I was a sergeant. But one of the jobs I had, taken up at my own fault, it was demolition sergeant, and that was kind of dangerous. So one day we were going out to blow some rocks so we could work on the Alcan Highway. He's a sergeant. If you make a mistake, come back and tell me. I said, sure, I'll come back and tell you. If I made that mistake, I wasn't coming back.
So you were into the explosive end of it?
Huh?
You did the demolition?
Yeah, on the Alcan Highway of the 1st Battalion. See, we were the regiment, and I was in the 1st Battalion.
What regiment were you in?
The outfit was Company 93rd Engineer, and I was in A Company.
And who was your commanding officer, do you remember?
We had so many. Now, you mean the whole post or just over my company?
Over your group.
Oh, Captain Holzapfel. Okay.
And how did you get to Alaska?
How I got to Alaska, we had basic training in Fort Belvoir. And I was lucky enough they sent me to Camp Livingston, and from there to Camp Claiborne. When we were alerted, we was building a railroad in Livingston, and we came back to Camp Livingston, and we went by train from there to Prince Rupert, Canada. Then we got a boat there, and the name of the boat was Princess Louise, and went to Skagway, Alaska.
That's a very famous boat.
Yeah. Princess Louise?
Yeah.
I still remember.
Did it have staterooms then?
Oh, yes, right, yeah.
You went to the stateroom?
That's right.
Yeah, some people said you push a button and you got room service and everything. Were they still doing
that? No, we do not. But it was private rooms and all. Some rooms had private baths and all that. It was a nice boat. But that's the only one we rode on was that one. That was the only one. And happened up one night, that night I was Sergeant of Guards. So I had a busy night.
Oh, yeah. And see, you landed where after you took off from Prince Rupert?
We landed we got off the boat in Prince Rupert, Canada, and went to Skagway, Alaska.
Okay. you take the railroad over to from Skagway?
No, we didn't. We stayed right there. Yes, said, how do we get, I can't remember, said, how do we get to Skagway? Oh, we started the road there in Skagway, you ask us.
Where did you go to?
Well, so many different places on the road, Tesco, on the, you heard of the mink farm? Oh, we built the road past there, the mink farm of Tesco.
Okay, now when did you get, Skagway has got a lot of mountains, and they didn't, usually they went by railroad to Whitehorse.
Whitehorse, Canada?
Yes.
Oh, it may be a little ahead of my story, but we got to come back to Whitehorse. We were getting ready to leave that way.
Okay, when did you actually hit, when did you leave the seacoast and go inland?
What, from we left?
Skagway? Yeah.
Yeah, we went inland, you see, I guess it was 1942.
Right.
We left the Alcan Highway and went to Haines, Alaska.
Okay, but before, when you got to the Alcan in the first place, because the Alcan isn't in Skagway, okay?
We went back to car crossing.
Oh, you went to Carcross, yeah. From Skagway, you went to Carcross?
That's right.
Okay, and then you built around Carcross and then you came out to Whitehorse? You built from Carcross?
No, we came back to Whitehorse and we had completed the
office. Okay, where did you go from Carcross?
From Carcross, kept on going, like I said, to Tesla going on like the road. You'd build a section and you'd move out. I can't remember all those places.
Were you down by Kewaunee Lake at all?
I can't remember now.
There was a mink farm down there, I know.
But this mink farm, that the place was called Tethagon, where the mink farm was.
And would you stay in one place very long, or you just keep right on going?
It just depends on, if you stay in a place a week, you stay over every time. Most of the every 2 or 3 days. You big work in that area and wouldn't have a chance to stay there no, and where you had to move out, or somebody had to go out. That was another job I didn't like, always going to big work in that area.
Had you been brought up in the city?
No, country.
So you weren't upset about camping out or hunting or stuff like that?
It wasn't, because there was no need. Because, see, all my life I had this construction work and that was out there. It didn't. The only thing worried me from being away from home.
So what sort of things did you do demolition on?
Oh, like, see, when the building the road, we catch stones in it. And you had to get the road down to on grade. You had to blow stones or get the bank. Or wouldn't the road be wide enough, and you had to blow stone or just so it could widen the road up.
Did anybody ever get hurt with your group?
No, it didn't. Not with me on the animating. Because the most of people think dynamite is dangerous. Dynamite is not dangerous at camp. You can take a stick of dynamite and cut it open, lay it on a piece of paper and light a match to it. You know, just like that. But that camp is important. The thing about it, that's where the danger is at camp.
And did you have to do very much dynamiting? Was it like every day?
Sometimes, no, not every day. Sometimes we would run about 6 to 7 miles and wouldn't run into the stone, and then run into stone.
Were there some places where you had to do lots and lots of it, like passes and so on?
No, we didn't. We always could do it within a day. If I'd have kept my mouth shut, I wouldn't have that job. They want to know who knows anything about dynamite. I spoke up, so that was my baby then.
And when you weren't dynamiting, did you just do regular road work?
Yeah.
What sort of things? Did you drive truck and drive blades or?
We used to, see, I always be fortunate enough if I had someone to drive, because I was the overseer always. See, we had a number called 059, and that was construction foreman, but the rating was a sergeant.
Okay. Which is pretty darn good rating. How many men did you have underneath you?
I had 12. I had a second in command, which was a corporal. I would have had the platoon, but I wouldn't accept it. They want me to take over platoon.
Why didn't you accept
it? I didn't want to see the man be busted and me take his job, that's why. When I was in India, The company commander said we had inspection one day. So Sergeant Fran, after inspection, come down to the other room, I want to talk to you. Said, I've heard that you have been offered this job 3 times and you refused it as platoon sergeant. But this time it's a direct order and you won't accept it. But before it went to get back to me, the war was over.
Right.
But what you see me to see somebody to lose their job and me take over, I didn't believe in it.
Had you ever had any problems with discrimination before you went in the service?